Hey, welcome back to Right on the Money. I'm your host, Dennis Mattern. I am here today with Tommy Mai, president of Tommy Mai Financial. Now, we've been getting to know Tommy and his practice. We've been discussing tax planning, how it can affect your retirement income, and now we're going to move into a special area, and that's 401ks for small business owners. So, Tommy, let's just dive right in, and as always, it is a pleasure to have you on the show.
The pleasure is all mine. Thank you, Dennis.
So, tell me, so you work with business owners on 401ks. Is there a type of business that you specialize in, or a business size maybe? Are we talking like Dell and Apple, or?
Most of our business 401k plans are pretty much for small businesses, for doctors, for lawyers, for dentists. Those are the people that really need help in terms of reducing annual taxes.
Okay, so when you're doing that, you're looking at businesses that are what, maybe 50 to 100 people? Or
Most likely 50 people or less.
Okay. And then there's kind of, it sounds like from what you had mentioned, it sounds like there's one key, I wouldn't say key employee, but it sounds like, you know, doctor, dentist, that there's somebody really driving that business, that practice.
Yeah. So let's say if your income is more than $500,000, so pretty much all of the deductions has been phased out. And what we can do to help you is instead of just making a contribution into a 401k plan where the maximum is pretty much around $18,000 from the perspective of the employee, or maybe up to $53,000 for employer-employee contribution, with a defined benefit, defined contribution is what we help the clients, most doctors, with, is the ability for them to put away a lot more money than the defined $53,000 a year.
So this is really, this is a great opportunity for that high income business owner to really put money aside for themselves, but also do some nice work for their employees too.
So with a defined benefit plan, basically the employers are defining the benefits for the employee by the time those employees retire. It's a great plan to have, and it's a great place to go to work if your employer actually provide one.
It's nice to know that your employer cares about you.
Yes.
And if they do, if you feel the love, then you're going to stay and be a good employee.
Yeah, and basically it incentivizes the employees to stay longer, to work better, and to be loyal.
Well, so let's talk about this process then, because I'm always curious about how Tommy Mai approaches the business. So I'm a successful and handsome doctor, and I come in and I'm like, Tommy, gosh.
You're very successful and handsome, but not sure about being a doctor.
Well, that's true too. So I come in to see you. Where do we start this process?
Usually what we do is we work with a group of actuaries. We have an in-house pension consultant business who is also a third-party administrator. And once I see the clients, I take all the information, I bring it over to the pension consultant company. They run the feasibility report, do the calculations to allow the clients to see how much money, how much deduction, and how much benefit they'll be able to receive if they establish a plan with us.
Tommy, I have to tell you, every time we talk, I just over and over again, and it just, all it takes is somebody to talk to you for maybe a minute or two to see the thoroughness that you bring to the table for your clients and anyone that works with you, and the fact that you care so much and make sure that things fit. It's just so apparent in talking to you, the work that you do for your clients.
Well, I do love taxes, and I love the fact that I'm able to take money away from the government and put it back into your pockets and the client's pockets.
That, you know what, that is a good thing. You know, making sure that the taxes are the correct way. And again, like we talked before, you're a good patriot if you pay your taxes, but you don't have to pay more than your fair share, and you help with that. And then setting up the plans. When we talked about estate planning, setting up the plans for the next generation. And then now we're talking about 401k plans for that small business owner so that they can enjoy the fruits of their labor, but also take care of their staff. That is awesome.
Yes. It's very important for staff to be happy, because the success of most of the doctor's offices really is dependent on their staff.
Very true. So I've got to ask you. So you've worked with a lot of small businesses. So what are some of the common things you've run into, maybe some mistakes they're making when it comes to planning for retirement?
It's kind of funny that you ask that question, because what I see a lot of the clients that walk into our office, and they are paying so much taxes every single year. They work very hard. They are very, very smart, educated people. But they just don't take the time off to realize, oh, there are ways to work smarter, mm-hmm. take more money home, and pay less taxes. And that's where we come in.
You've got to see that. With the tax preparation side of your business, you just have to see that all the time.
Yes, every day.
Every day. So if I come in and I need to, and I want to have this discussion on 401k, so you do, just to reiterate, you do have a team.
Yes.
To take care of that.
Yes. So 401k is one of the aspects of the combo plan that we provide. Mm-hmm. So with a 401k, the contribution is pretty much voluntary every single year. But there is limitation to the 401k contribution. Mm-hmm. So if we combine the 401k along with a pension plan, which is defined benefit, defined contribution combo, we dramatically increase the annual contribution.
Okay. Okay. So you have the ability to take care of, you can take care of me from tip to tail. You've got everything squared away.
Yes, hopefully.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I tell you what, I know that we are going to move from, we've talked tax, we've talked estate planning, we've talked about putting together a 401k plan for my business. The next section that we're going to talk about, I'm very excited to hear about this, is charitable giving and how I can make the contributions to the charity, the things that matter the most to me, how I can make those kind of contributions and still be successful with taxes, with my retirement planning, and with my business. So we need to take a break right now, but when we come back, we will have more with Tommy Mai and how he assists his clients in their charitable giving.